Yes, indeed. We are back and thrilled to be a part of your weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio. And all week long and throughout the course of our show, we have been providing analysis and post-game recap of Super Bowl 48 as the Seahawks completely dominate Denver 43-8. It was an incredible performance. It was amazing. And our next guest on tonight's show knows firsthand a thing or two about competing in Super Bowls because throughout the course of his 38 years in the NFL, Bobby Bethard's teams competed in seven Super Bowls, winning four times. He had an illustrious career as a general manager with the Kansas City Chiefs, the Miami Dolphins, the Washington Redskins, and the San Diego Chargers. It is such an honor to welcome into Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, the former general manager in the NFL, Bobby Bethard. It's your first time on the show. Welcome aboard, Bobby.
Well, thanks for having me. Boy, you must have, everybody else must have turned you down to have to come down to here to get me.
Well, you are in one of my favorite places in the whole wide world. You're out there in Music City in Nashville, Tennessee, and we'll get into that here momentarily. But there are a number of discussion points that I want us to hit on. I'm very anxious, Bobby, to get your thoughts on Super Bowl 48, how Seattle, they just poured it on early and often, and this is the first championship in franchise history for the Seahawks. Have you ever witnessed such a dominant performance defensively from start to finish?
No, I really haven't. And to be honest, I was prior to the game, we know the Mannings, Archie and Olivia and the kids, and we were really would love to see them prevail, but and get to the Super Bowl and win everything. But boy, when this thing came up, and the job that Pete Carroll did. Not all coaches can pull this off. I mean, he's just an amazing, amazing guy. The way he has a knack of getting along with players and being one of them. And a lot of coaches don't like to get too close to the players. And some coaches end up having the coaches take advantage of them in situations like that. But he has a great relationship with these guys. He's an incredible motivator. And I tell you, I really admire what he's done.
Bobby, I think you're spot on because Pete Carroll really does deserve a ton of credit for how he and his staff, the front office, how they piece together bit by bit a defensive unit that can flat out humiliate. I know Peyton doesn't like the word embarrass, but they can really beat down their opponents. And you have to understand, too, kind of Pete Carroll's background, perhaps you can expound on that. I mean, he really grew up in an era when great defensive units were a part of the NFL.
Yeah, he did, but I just think over the years where he's been, where he's come from, and what he's done, every place he's been, SC and every place, his teams played with his personality, and it's he has great schemes and all, but you have to have the players buy into that, and boy, they have really bought into his program, and I can see how he's fun to play with, the team plays with the same fire that he has. And every day at practice, I've talked to some guys out there. You know, some players don't particularly like going to practice, but it seems like he makes every day fun for these guys. So games are just the dessert each week, and he really, he's done a remarkable job.
Bobby Bethard is joining us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Former general manager in the NFL, 38 years in the league, and here we're just talking about Pete Carroll, only the third coach to win a Super Bowl title and a national championship. You were talking about just the fun that he makes it for his players. He's instilled that winning mentality, and really their mantra this whole season was always compete, and that's how you have championship football, right?
Yeah, I think Pete Carroll's done an incredible job. He's a very fiery guy. He makes it a lot of fun for players. He involves them in everything, and he's actually like one of them out there. I can see after knowing Pete some and being around some of his practices when he was at college and all that, I can see how he gets these guys fired up and going. So I think that players want a fun coach to play with and play for, and he's certainly brought that to Seattle.
So what do you think the future is in the forecast for Seattle? Is this the beginning of a dynasty because they have all the pieces of the puzzle? They've got guys that are young, and they're going to be around for quite some time.
Well, you know, they've done a great job getting the players. They have the guys up there in charge of the draft system. They've done a terrific job, and they've got great ownership. So they've got all the components to keep this going. It's always hard to keep this going. You know, you want to, and you have everything to do it, but coaches have to do an incredible job. Players have to, the leaders on the team among the players have to do an incredible job with their teammates to keep each other not from complacency. And it's easier to slip in and not be noticed because players are more interested in making sure they get a new contract, and agents get involved. And so there are a lot of things that make it real difficult for ownership, coaches, and players to keep that same attitude coming into the next season.
The great Bobby Bethard is joining us this week in a Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. Join us online at Twitter at @eRadioSports. And for all the Seahawks fans, they've got to be very excited, Bobby, because the personnel, the players that they have in place, they are positioned for sustained success, especially, let's highlight now, an elite quarterback in Russell Wilson. What's your evaluation of him as a player?
Well, I'll tell you what, it still goes back to Pete Carroll and what they've done with that offense. You get a quarterback like Russell Wilson, and there are a lot of teams that would say he's not our style of quarterback because that's not the style of offense that we run. And what they've done is take a kid like Russell Wilson, who is an incredible athlete, and build a system that he fits into. And I'll tell you, he's a nightmare to defense. I mean, he does everything, and then they surrounded him with other players, put a great defense together. So I think you have that combination of the way Pete Carroll coaches and the athletes they've had and the ownership they have out there. They're going to be hard to beat, and I think that they'll, in the off season, I don't know what weaknesses they have. They certainly evaluate their own everything, and they'll figure out ways to keep it going like that.
You know, the Seahawks defense received most of the credit, and the linebacker Malcolm Smith earned MVP honors, but the pressure coming into the Super Bowl, you understand this, you've been a part of this, just Russell Wilson's performance, you have to be so proud of just how he stepped up in the biggest game of his life. He embraced the moment, and he showed us just this incredible maturity and poise.
Boy, didn't he, and I'll tell you, and that defense, like you say, Malcolm Smith and the way they swarm players, it's tough to play against these guys. I mean, they had the Broncos off balance all game, throughout the game. And I've watched most of the NFL games that I can, and watched Denver a lot. And I've never seen Peyton off balance like this. But they were coming from everywhere, and I think that's Pete Carroll's personality. Those guys, they just do an incredible job.
Where do you think Seattle's defense ranks all time? I mean, what, Seahawks allowed 13 points per game this season? I mean, that's an incredible stat.
Well, it's something that I don't have all the stats in front of me, but it's something that I would imagine ranks right up there among the top in history of any season.
Okay, so Peyton Manning ends his season, Bobby, with such a crushing Super Bowl loss. I mean, the Seahawks hold the Broncos to a season-low 8 points. Dan Reeves, he was on my show just about 2 weeks ago, and I asked him, you know, if you were going to give Peyton Manning some advice, what would you give him in terms of his future? I mean, what advice would you give him, Bobby?
I'm not one to give Peyton advice. I couldn't give him any advice.
You're qualified. Come on.
A great career. And I don't know. I mean, it's an entirely different type of scheme than offensively than Seattle runs. They have different types of athletes at certain positions. So I think coaches like Pete Carroll build his offense around the players he has, or drafted the players he wanted to fit that offensive scheme he has. So the people with Peyton, they've done a great job. And now what I think happens in the NFL, trends begin. And when you watch Seattle play, and just seeing over the past couple of years, there are more people that are more coaches that are looking at guys. You aren't going to find a Russell Wilson every place. But there's a lot of innovation going on in the NFL. And I think that when you find people like players like Russell Wilson, and how you can fit these guys in and make a scheme for this, a lot of coaches will start looking at that. The off season, a lot of that time is spent with teams looking at what other teams are doing and incorporating some of those ideas into theirs.
Bobby Bethard is joining us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Bobby, hang with us. We got to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with much, much more. Our exclusive conversation with the former general manager in the NFL, 38 years in the league. His teams competed in 7 Super Bowls and won 4 times. We will be right back with much more of the Big E Sports Show.